One Man Revolution, Volume 3, Episode 103. Back again on a weekend. It is Brunchcast. Normally we're all hammered at this point, but this time
it was the computer.
It was the computer.
I'm on her page.
Yeah, you all there? All right.
We're on the same page.
This is the One Man Revolution podcast. I am the revolutionary. I'm joined by
the comrade,
the wanderer,
ghost,
the Canadian,
the maverick. The maverick.
Oh, there he is on the microphone. And
the generalist.
The generalist.
Ist.
The generalist. Ooh, I like it. That's good. That's good. That's good.
The generalist is the opposite of a specialist. Show. Generalist can survive anywhere at any time.
Specialization is for insects. That's the quote.
Animals and organisms.
Animals and organisms. There it is. There it is right there.
That's okay.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. You need to get your face on the microphone when you say things like that.
The generalist.
The ghost?
The ghost.
The ghost.
That's the ghost.
Wait. Is it like generalist?
Generalist.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, generalist.
Generalist.
Yeah, generalist. Yeah. The army is growing.
Now that we don't have a person in uniform power here, I guess we had to fill that position.
our admiral bowed out.
You know, the admiral did.
Like Gen X, it's Gen Realist.
Gen Realist. Oh, Gen Realist. That would be Angela Ocasio. No, Cortez. What was her name? Cortez.
Ocasio Cortez. My current favorite Twitter account to follow. It's amazing.
So
we need drinks.
Thanks to the computer problems, I'm going to go ahead and do this.
Really, splash zone. There's like apples on my dress now.
Jokes.
Ooh, that is so nice.
I tried to think of one, but it didn't.
It's all over the pop screen, too.
So,
these all smell like beer.
The ghost is triple fisting, so.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, one of them's water. That doesn't count.
It's a full glass of vodka.
Diet
so, vodka. So I'm drinking the Sandbar Sunday, because it is Sunday Brunchcast, and here we are, by Isla Madora. And it says, enjoy with, it's a white ale, enjoy with a key lime wedge. So I threw it in my new Oregon tumbler. Mm-hmm. I got some of them for other folks.
Festivus for the rest of us.
It is Festivus at the One Man Revolution podcast.
Whatever that is.
Festivus is for the rest of us. It means that we are striking out against the commercialization of all the holidays, which was established by the Costanzas.
So hashtag war on Christmas. Holiday.
It's actually not. It's like a 90s anti-holiday, really, which is kind of weird.
Are you an atheist?
Yeah.
No. We're a you could be a pantheist.
Yeah, it's for everybody.
Yeah, it's Festivus for the rest of us.
American Christmas Pantheist.
And it's on the 23rd, so if you still really want to celebrate those horribly commercialized holidays, you can.
That's true.
That would be today.
Do everything.
Mm. Can we celebrate Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Of course.
Sure, yeah,
we do. Of course we do.
St. Valentine was a hero.
He was.
But I'm drinking Woodchuck spiced apple.
Oh, there you go.
Cider.
Me too. Cheers.
Spiced apple
nice.
Cider.
It's very nice.
For the holiday.
Yeah.
What's in your cup?
Well, ghost. I had a cinnamon roll,
yeah.
And now I have a pineapple and orange juice mimosa.
I think it was grapefruit juice and orange juice mimosa.
I like pineapple, and that's why I said pineapple.
I like pineapple mimosas,
too. You make
too,
reality what you want.
I also am Canadian. A Woodchuck spiced apple, which says that it is a balanced cider with notes of apple and bright cinnamon and nutmeg finish.
Ooh. That's all holiday.
I hope a cider has notes of apple.
Yeah,
I would hope so. Unless it's a pear cider.
I'm repeating what the revolutionary
is. Oh, there we go. So the Maverick and I are both drinking. I, of course, out of my cup so it doesn't get warm. Ah, it's very good.
And I have champagne.
I have 100% American
koozie.
That's what
the generalist is also drinking. Is also drinking.
General fruit juice.
Generalist. Now I respelled that. Oh, it has been one heck of a week. Let's see what we got here. How many days has it been?
Did anything happen?
Hold on. It has been 1 year, 337 days since the current regime has taken power, and
Nothing happened.
That was the comrades thing, but the comrade is on his phone.
He's busy.
But at the new year.
Those millennials.
New year, new administration.
It seems to be new year, new administration. So many people decide to leave, like Mathis, Lee, left.
He's got till February.
Yeah, but you know, he wrote a letter. He's out.
Do you think he's going to last that long, or do you think he's going to be replaced well before that?
You're fired.
Oh, Mathis is out?
Yeah, Mathis left.
He's declared.
Yeah.
Where were you last week?
Working my ass off.
Yeah, but good still answer. Everybody knows.
Not paying attention to what happens on my phone.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Listening
that's
to Diplo's Christmas on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's how I get through work. I sit in my truck and I rock out.
Hell yeah.
With your socks out.
With my jock out.
The government isn't working?
Or jam out with your clam out. Well, yeah, this week the president decided... No jam out with your clam out? No.
We were going to pass that joke and just let you keep talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This week the president decided to shut it all down because he decided that it was better to try and build a wall, to which there's a GoFundMe page for. Does anybody know what the GoFundMe is up to? Yesterday it was like 7.4 million.
I saw Twitter that said that they were halfway there at $5 million.
No. They're looking for $1 billion.
I know, well, but the tweet actually said they're almost halfway there at $5
billion. Lots and lots of zeros.
Half of a billion is 5 million, apparently.
Who's actually going to get that money? Like, I don't know how GoFundMe works. When there's like $1 billion in there, where does that money drop to?
To the guy who started it?
Yeah. And the individual
to the genius who started it.
Yeah. The individual that started it is a triple amputee, Purple Heart veteran.
Yep.
Who is quote unquote verified by Facebook. That's what he put in with a blue check. Yeah.
So support our veterans.
You're at 16 million.
Bro, hey, you just gave a stranger $16 million, yep. World.
Yep. Yeah.
Listen, if it's going to be anybody, it should be a triple amputee veteran. I'm fine with that, I guess. I mean.
Yeah, but he has both his arms.
I really enjoy.
And for that reason, he really should get that money.
I really enjoy this shitty Photoshop.
Oh, it's a horrible Photoshop of the wall and everything there.
Like a terrible low-res cutout of the president.
Yeah, yeah. But it is. And this individual, he continuously says, oh, I'll be on Fox on this day. I'll be on CNN on this day. I'll be here on this day talking about this billion-dollar GoFundMe, to which you know GoFundMe gets 30%.
30?
30%.
Yeah, that's Jesus. Why it's a bad one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they need $1.3 billion.
No. So they are promoting the shit out of this thing.
Of course they are.
He is getting $1 billion for the wall. But the president said he wouldn't accept $1.6 billion.
Right.
So they're still losing.
Of course they are.
Yeah. I just...
They're $2 million a day, by the way.
Unless all the contributors are Mexican.
It was like $5 million the first day. So it's not even $2 million a day. It's a huge number.
This is worse than those people calling your grandma and scamming her out of money, except it is your grandma. Well, yeah. It's your grandma because all grandmas are Republicans.
The average donor is $62.
Oh, yeah. Racism has no bounds. Sir.
I want to say this, though.
Yeah. Put the mic on her.
I know, I will. That number has been consistent from the first day.
That's crazy.
$61, $62 is the average that people are donating toward this cause.
I just want to say this, though, folks. All 264,000 of you that have donated, how many of you are from Mexico?
Yeah, that's right. Mexico. Mexico is supposed to pay for the wall.
I was told Mexico was paying for this.
Yeah, yeah. No, Mexico said they would pay for the president's mental health care.
Huh.
That was an Onion article. I love that article.
That was good. That was good. No, but didn't the Republicans just earmark $5.5 billion for the wall?
Yes, they did.
And it didn't work.
Out of how many billions to actually build it?
20 or 40. Is it 20 or 40?
20 something billion.
It's some ridiculous.
I think the cheapest estimate was $24 billion.
Right.
And remember, it's not a wall. It's a fence. He keeps...
With metal panels.
Yeah, with metal panels. He keeps reminding people. It's not a wall. It's a fence.
Did you see the diagram that was posted by the president?
On Twitter?
That high res, two scale.
Yeah. Was it MS Paint? Image? Please tell me it was an MS Paint image.
It looked like bad clip art from the 90s.
It did. It was terrible. But that's the thing. It's like here, and he has been doing everything you can. He's been saying, you know, everything you can except for talking about a solution to the actual problem.
Right.
Indeed.
So saying you'll build a wall isn't a solution to the illegal immigration problem. It stops the ability for people to actually discuss in in detail the solution for the immigration problem.
Well, it completely ignores it actually completely ignores the source of the vast majority of illegal immigration here in this country.
Canadians.
They come here on a visa, and the visa expires. The wall doesn't stop that.
Canadians. Let's not say anything mean about Canadians.
Well, there's one over there. Yeah.
We have a representative, so we're saying it to their face, technically. Yeah.
We've got one.
We've got one.
Country better.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me beer.
We have checked that box.
A toque.
It's on his koozie. So.
Yeah. I am Canadian.
God.
No, I love the Canadians.
Yeah. No, but you're right.
Is there really a wall of metal panels?
The illegal entry across the border is a small amount of people.
Very, very small amount.
And we catch a lot of them and send them back or give them asylum.
Separate them from their children and let their children die of dehydration. It's fine. Yeah,
well, that's the new policy.
Well, no, we can't do that anymore. That's been deemed illegal.
No, I think they still do it.
No, it just recently was deemed illegal and we can't do that anymore.
I'm glad
we're just sending them back to Mexico, which I'd like to hear everybody's opinion on that with the new, you come, you apply, and then you stay in Mexico per an agreement they have with Mexico.
I found the diagram the Canadian was referencing. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a 35-foot wall.
No. It looks like those DMV written tests that you see.
Yeah, we'll show it to the rest of the crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wait, is it pointy at top?
Mm-hmm. Of course it has to. It has to be pointy at top.
It has magnification.
Yeah, I was just making sure that was...
It's fancy.
Yeah.
It's a great diagram.
Yeah.
And there's a little truck for scale.
Oh, wait, where's the truck?
It's behind the little thing.
It's under the little caption.
It's like a Ford Escape ice truck.
And the quote is, a design of our steel slat barrier, which is totally effective, while at the same time beautiful.
I could pick up my fro with that fence.
Yeah.
The number of great jokes, G-R-A-T-E jokes, was pretty established.
Yeah. The president.
There are people that Photoshop cheese over top of it, making America great again.
Because that was part of the issue is water. Because when it rains, you've got to have the water. The water's got to get through.
The responses on Twitter.
There's a dog going through a child gate.
Yeah,
it's walking right through it. But see, one of my friends who lives in Texas, he's like, "Yeah, I live within a couple of miles of the border between the United States and Mexico, and my family have been here for we actually were cut off from our people when they made the borders for the United States when Texas was added to the United States." And he goes, you can build as many walls, fences, put 1,000 people there. People are going to walk across the river, and they're going to come in the country. You're not going to be able to stop them because there's no way you can build a continuous enough wall to stop people from coming in.
Tell that to China.
What they do,
I have a two-syllable response to the wall. Airplanes.
Airplanes.
But, no,
swimming.
I'm just saying.
Swimming.
The other part about the wall, you brought that into context. Yeah. In Texas, they're not going to put the wall along the border.
No.
The wall's actually going to be like up to 100 meters inland, which means we essentially cede 100 meters of our land to Mexico.
Meters.
Sorry.
Those don't exist.
It's called an easement.
Yeah. but what
Canadians
that also
using
does,
those foreign currencies again.
What also that does is it separates towns and people's land and all that kind of stuff because of the wall.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this is the ridiculous part.
And according to something we read last time I was here, that they are compensated for that loss of product.
Loss of property.
At lowest bidder.
Sure, but we're still spending a bunch of money to build that wall and compensate people
for
that.
And not everybody is compensated
for it. So my thought is the more you make something illegal and untangible, the more desirable it becomes.
Correct.
Okay.
Why don't we just let everybody in? That's on my side.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Just freeload back and forth.
Yeah.
If you get caught, you get fined, you get sent back.
Yeah.
Or you get imprisoned if it happens so many times.
Well, how about this? How about
three strikes? We like three strikes.
There's
in this
no
country.
Border between Canada.
No, even better
Canada
than that.
Let's
go visa
US,
free.
But they respect that line.
Let's just go visa free with Mexico. Just call it easy. Just like
That's
just like
they have
the United
jobs
States
in
privileges.
What?
They have jobs.
Oh no,
Canada
will stop you from coming in.
Yeah, they will.
They
Canada,
will.
Canada has single payer health insurance, so they're not leaving.
Yeah, no kidding.
Blame Canada.
No, I think if we – so the United States citizens enjoy visa-free travel in Europe.
Yeah.
Which we're probably going to lose very soon, but we have it for now. And it's
shut up.
Really
shut your whore mouth.
The president's working very hard on that one.
Yeah, let's go celebrate the riots.
Well, let's add to the beautiful and incredible new NAFTA that the president has created.
Just add
visa-free travel and just end the problem. It's done.
Yeah, we can just move back and forth.
Because you know whose border is a lot smaller than U.S.-Mexico? Mexico and everything below it.
That's true. They have a really
good border. Yeah, we can be the new EU, but it'd be like the USAU.
So you mean
like, I like it.
You mean instead of having Mexico and United States, just have North America?
Right,
right.
Yeah.
We already do.
Wait, but no Panama.
We'd be the MAC. We'd be the Mac.
The Mac.
Big old Mac Daddy.
Yeah, we'd be the Mac Daddy.
The Mac Daddy.
I think the president would go for it if we called it the Mac Daddy. Yeah,
yeah. Let's call it the Mac Daddy. I'm down.
Yeah.
Episode title.
We would be the Mac. We would be the Mac. He would be in charge, so he would be the Mac Daddy.
All jokes aside, legitimately speaking, if you got rid of all the BS with the border.
Right.
And any travel back and forth or any customs or immigration or whatever.
We're talking immigration, not customs. Customs are still the tariffs and everything.
Well, but
the immigration side. Yeah, the immigration side.
Do you know how happy New Yorkers would be if they didn't need their passport to go to Canada?
Yeah. If essentially you took the lower 48 and blended it with Mexico and you got rid of that line and you made it the lower 49.
No, sure. We're not saying annex Mexico.
I'm not saying.
No, he's trying to make it like that. Like we could travel like we travel in the U.S.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you just made it to where you can go back and forth, like you're going from Florida to Georgia.
Yep,
Florida Georgia line.
No.
Wow.
No, that band ruined the Florida Georgia game.
What would that do? What would that do? Literally, logistically, figuratively.
Well.
Monetarily, what would that do?
So think about it. We already produce so much in Mexico.
Just do it.
And we paid tariffs and things on the travel and whatever else. If we simplify the process of making goods there and bringing them here, simplify the process of having their labor come here. Everybody saves money,
right?
It's so much easier for everybody.
The president and all of his friends wouldn't have to worry about their maids and other folks getting deported back to their country of origin.
I started my statement with all jokes aside.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Legitimately speaking.
No, that's a legitimate comment. The flip side of this, and here's the other side that I think is really interesting about this thought experiment, cartels. We have a gigantic problem with cartels and their influence expanding up into the United States. If we blur that border and the United States and Mexico have a joint defense agreement,
we could send
US
our police
military
down there.
And the U.S. police can go help rush out the cartels.
Right.
Oh, and we're legalizing marijuana actively, which means that the people who grow there can just sell perfectly legally to United States clientele.
And that's why I'm asking these questions.
Basically, to solve what people see as our immigration problem, you need to make Mexico a better place to live.
Make Mexico great again.
It
wouldn't take much. And that solution might achieve that.
It's called a free market society, which we don't have in this country.
We don't.
Not anymore.
We have an oligarchy.
You know, exactly. So it'd be great. We do all that. Everybody, the people that need, get. The people that have, give or sell. And the people
that sounds like socialism.
Free market society. I'm not against socialism, but this isn't socialism.
I found a glass of wine.
So I need wine. You should give wine.
How legitimate is the argument to say keep CBP elsewhere, make travel across Texas to Mexico just the same as if you're going from Texas to Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I think that in a world where racism didn't exist, it would be a very easy thing.
In a world where racism
I think the vast majority of the problems that we have with this immigration discussion today is because of inherent racism from the Americans.
But if Texans could find jobs, if Texans could easily go drive an hour into Mexico for a job, or someone who has an established business in Texaco can flourish
elsewhere
in Texas,
by having people come over,
Go, hey, you do X, you're an ex-contractor in this state or in this region. I need to go to work over here because I need your services.
Right.
Yep.
And to travel back and forth freely, like you were within your own state or
So no, I can tell you, one of the best-selling products in the grocery store chain I work for is Coke de Mexico.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. And we have lots of issues getting it, one because of production, natural events, but also like customs and border issues will interfere.
So would they still call it Mexican chocolate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fair. It's still from Mexico.
But it's like one Belgian of our best-selling products, and if we could get it in without all those issues, people over here would be so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Peruvian limes.
So how difficult would it be to sell the idea
of... $10 million? How is it? $12 million?
$16 million
tells me that it's really difficult.
Okay, so you know what we should do? You know what's here, a smaller area to build a wall?
Because the idea is that what they're trying to sell right now is build a wall, lower crime.
Okay, but the issue
is garbage, because that's not true.
Hold on, let her talk. Let her talk.
So a lot of the issue we have, we're not like, oh, the Mexican citizens aren't trying to come over here. It's Venezuelans, Nicaraguans,
Ecuadorians.
Mexico's got a smaller border. Build a wall at the bottom of Mexico.
Woo!
Everywhere cheaper.
No,
we could do it for $16 million.
Seriously.
No, I am serious. That's a smaller border.
It's a way smaller
I understand
border.
That.
Close the Panama Canal.
I understand
Canal.
That, but this dollar amount, to the revolutionary's point, says that makes it that much more difficult, but because you're selling the idea of build a wall, reduce crime.
Smaller border. The issue's not the Mexicans.
But the problem is
smaller
is that,
border, but I feel like we're missing each other on
the
this.
Crime argument is wrong.
You gotta look
the
south
crime
there.
Argument's a fallacy.
Wow. Well,
the crime and disease and dirty immigrants, that's all
it's
racism.
All, it's all racism. Yep.
Playing to a racist base. Yeah. It has no basis.
There's
in
no
facts.
Reality.
Yeah,
in
it's
that.
The Mexican gangs. No, U.S. Yeah. has plenty of gangs. We don't need.
Yeah. But MS-13 is a crisis.
If you
MS-13
out,
started in America.
Yeah. If you flat out came out and said, look, we're going to abolish the whole idea. We're going to level the wall. We're going to level all the border centers.
Right.
And you're going to come and go freely as if you were crossing another state line.
All right. You want
to
scale?
You'd have to forward that sentence with, I'm sorry we lied to you for 30 years.
But here's the scale of difference between the U.S.-Mexico border and the Mexico-Belize-Guatemala border.
Yeah, that one.
The U.S.-Mexico border is about 10 million feet.
Right, 10 million feet.
10 million feet. I'm not going to do the conversion. The southern Mexico border is about 540 miles.
So 250,000 feet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're talking.
A hell of a lot smaller. Yeah, yeah. So if all it is just people migrating up through Mexico to the U.S. border, then just make a much smaller wall.
Mexico would probably be a fan of that, too. They
would have access to so many resources from the United States, which they're already trying to get to by sending their family here.
And we'd have so much more beach.
So how is it that we,
just
a
came
room
up with
full of people, could come up with a solution in this room?
Alcohol.
That you're right.
Yay!
You know what?
It's called round table meetings with liquor.
That's why businessmen went to bars to make deals.
The Persians. So the Persians, when they would have their large group government meetings, they would come to a conclusion. Then they would reconvene in 2 days, get drunk, and talk about it again.
Yes.
And if they agreed, both times, they did it.
Is this an episode of Drunk America?
Yes.
Drunk American history?
Drunk history.
Yeah.
Basically.
You know, I will still say, Bota Box Dry Rosé is still one of the best rosés we have.
If you want to throw us a sponsorship, we will happily shill
you know
for
what?
That.
Just throw us a box every so often.
Yeah, a box a month would be good. Box two a month would be good.
Yeah.
We do love Bota Box.
I think my opinion is officially changed. Get rid of the U.S.-Mexico border.
Yep.
Create a northern and southern American border.
Fuck yes.
Right, yeah.
And
Strike.
I like to go to North Carolina and Tennessee and Colorado and California.
I would love to go to Mexico.
Why can't I
let's do it.
Go right to Mexico.
Yeah.
Just drive in.
Is that
You can go to Mexico no problem on a ship.
Point of view
I've been to Mexico.
No,
I've
Mexico,
been to
Mexico is cheap.
I've been to Belize. I've been to Honduras.
Honduras.
See? Yeah, but have you been to Europe? Like, why can't we just go to Europe? Why do we need a passport?
Because that's an ocean, and it's very large.
Well, you need a passport for identification purposes, but we can just go. We don't
because,
have to file for
because
visas.
Their power grid is different. Their electricity is a little different than ours.
It's better.
It is better.
Yeah, because they're on
240
circuits.
Yeah, 240. It's
better. Yeah, and that whatever means.
What?
Oh, where but see,
it buzzes
look,
bigger.
But see, this is what happens.
They've got bigger voltage.
Yeah.
We run 240 in the houses every day.
It's your dryer.
Not your
dryer. But here's the thing. But here's the thing. We have come up with a solution because we are looking for solutions.
Right.
It's not that we're looking. That's the biggest problem that we're having is that we are. Yeah, we're looking for.
And primarily they're looking for whose money needs to go where so that we can get the other things that we can get our money for. So they are constantly looking for a
less conversion, less loss.
Way to keep the money in situ as opposed to, you know.
Well, when you run higher voltage, you...
But it's a deal with the amperage too.
Well, no, they're running lower amperage. I was going to say when you run higher voltage, you draw lower amperage.
Yeah, they're drawing lower amperage. The possibility of fires and power costs. Right. Yeah.
Yes, but what does that cool heat gun do to it? Is my question.
But this is the thing. Here we are. We're talking about solutions, and the president never looks for a solution at this point.
I would argue it's not just the president. I would argue that the United States federal government does not look for solutions.
No, because right now we're deadlocked, and the president
looks for points.
Yeah. The president's incredibly angry about all of these things. He's incredibly angry about things because the Dems won't help him. Because
he's a crazy narcissist?
My way.
No, that has nothing to do with
it. It has a lot to do with his anger. So here we have a...
Everybody gets angry.
We have a 60-40 split that has to happen in order to pass a budget in the Senate. So it has to be 60 votes, and he knows he does not have – what's that?
No,
on the budget it does. The budget is still required for that. There are many other things that that were changed, but the budget is one that's still – he's like, we need the Dems' help in Congress. And it's like, look, dude, you've had 2 years to do this, and you didn't do it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who are changing jobs now. We have a new Congress coming in. We've got new senators coming in because of the changeover of the midterm elections. And it's a huge thing that's happening here. And he's blaming people for things he can't get done. And now my favorite part about this whole thing is like, I'm not going to Florida for 16 days. I'm going to stay in the White House. Pout. Which is literally – there's got to be a pout emoji. There should be, because he would use it so often as his like primary face emoji, because everything he says seems to end with pout, you know, because this one is like the Dems won't let me pass this. Pout. The Dems have stopped me from passing the wall. Pout.
Quote, he doesn't pass anything. That's not his job.
No. Quote, if any but your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, announced that after decimating ISIS in Syria, we were going to bring our troops back home, happy and healthy, that person would be the most popular hero in America. With me, hit hard instead by the fake news media. Crazy.
And it has nothing to do with him pulling it out. It is the way he went about it.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Fuck y'all, I'm out.
That's we'll talk about Syria later. We'll get there.
He's actively pouting publicly.
Right. Yeah, actually actively pouting. Yeah.
So child. What?
Well, but
I expect so more from an elected official.
No. What do you mean? So what?
Though
when's the last time you pouted quietly in a room?
When was the last time I was elected president of the United States?
Yeah, there's a certain.
No. Let's be really clear. The president of the United States has been determined to be the leader of the free world since World War II, and we lost that with President Trump.
And he's not very
because of his behavior. Because of his behavior, we lost that.
Yeah,
you expect a certain level of professionalism.
People.
Yeah, you have unprofessional guys in places of power all day long.
No, but not the president of the United States.
The president of the United States is different. It's high. It's the highest.
I'm not arguing with that. What I'm saying is. If the guy can get shit done and the guy can make things work, do you look over some of his flaws?
No.
Yeah.
No. Some of them are fatal. They are not appropriate.
So two things.
I will not look over his racism.
Here's how messed up this presidency has become, that the Chancellor of Germany is now the leader of the free world. Yeah. Let that sink in. The Chancellor of Germany. Who else held that title in 1938? Step two. I actually had the discussion.
Angela Merkel is not Hitler.
No.
Okay.
The Chancellor of Germany is the leader of the free world.
Okay.
We're talking about drunk history. That's kind of ironic. Step two. The ends do not justify the means when it comes to government.
No.
Because it is not about a final profit margin. It is about the way in which we do it. Because you are not a good leader if you don't do it right.
Yeah. Correct.
So,
there's
good example.
Yes, gravitas.
Yes, we wanted to pull out of Syria. Yes, it's good to bring our troops back home. But is it good to just throw our hands in the air? You know what, Erdogan? You do it. We're out. And then Russia wins.
Yeah, Russia wins that one.
Russia wins big
in Europe.
We pulled out of Syria.
Hugely in Europe.
Because our president is not a leader. He's a child.
Yep.
And that is why we look down on his behavior, and that's why it matters what the president does every day.
And against other professionals who have been working on this issue, going against their advice, you're just like, no, we're out.
That's... It was, what was his name? Gratis? Gravis?
Gravitas.
No, no.
Are you talking about MC?
Gratis? What's that guy's name? Gratis? His name was Gratis?
Oh, I thought not McGurk.
McGurk? McGurk.
Brent McGurk.
Brent McGurk. It was McGurk. That was the guy. Yeah, I knew it had a G in it.
Yeah.
But McGurk, so, McGurk said, do not pull out of Syria. Yep. And then the president goes, we're pulling out of Syria. And McGurk goes, you know what? I quit. I'm out.
Madison said, don't pull out of Syria.
He was our ambassador to Syria.
Yeah.
The man is on the ground in Syria. Yeah. He said, don't do this thing.
Yeah.
And then we did.
Yeah.
And the way in which we did it is the problem. It's not that we did it, because it's a good thing to bring our troops home. I'm all for
bringing our troops home.
I hate the idea of Team America World Police.
Yeah.
We are there, though. We have done this to ourselves. And to just vacate and leave a vacuum of power, that's how you get ISIS.
Yeah.
That's why it happened. We created a vacuum of power in Iraq, and ISIS stepped up.
That's how we created ISIS. That would have been one of the Bushes who created that one.
Well, but
you want to rage quit a board game? Fine. You don't do it with playing with actual countries. Risk, flip the board. Actual countries, actual people, you don't rage quit.
As a person who has flipped many boards in Risk, you motherfuckers, I have Kamchatka and Australia. Yeah, so, fuck all y'all.
So basically, from what I gather, what it sounds like you're saying is we went in, we cleared up the problem, and then we backed out and said, okay, problem's gone, now you're left to figure it out.
No.
No. That's what you're saying is the problem.
That's what the president is saying.
That's what the president is saying.
But that's what you're saying is the problem.
Created the problem. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
That's the problem.
Yes.
That is the problem. That we have not cleared up the problem. That's the problem.
So
because we didn't stay around long enough.
Shotgun for the ghost.
So it's like this. It's
because you're saying we didn't stay around long enough to dictate whoever fills the void before we leave.
There's not a good transition.
Let's put it this way. You have a roof leak. All right. Water comes in. Holy crap. Everything's flooded. I fixed the roof for you. We're done.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to fix it.
No. There's mold and there's all this crap.
That's how it fucking works.
But that depends on who you hire. See, the thing is, the president's the general contractor, not the subcontractor. Yeah.
The roofer does not fix the problem that came after the roof leak.
An analogy, all right?
You're talking to a black and white guy here, okay?
The problem is
I'm black and white.
The problem is, if you pull out without establishing some sort of stability,
you don't end up with babies.
Then you get the problem you had before.
Indeed. Okay, so right? I don't feel like it's our responsibility to remove the cancer,
but if you don't treat it and treat the rest of the problem, you're going to get sick again.
So, Maverick, I don't disagree with you. The issue, however, is we made it our responsibility when we put our foot in the door.
When we did it in the first place.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying earlier. The Team America World Police problem, we created that problem.
But you had to step in to eliminate further threats.
But you didn't.
Well, if you out, you're going to not eliminate. You're going to need to step in again.
The president himself said that we should not have interfered in the Middle East.
Right.
He has been sending out tweets for the past week saying, well, the reason we need to do this is because we should, well, for a decade really, that we should never have interfered with the Middle East. And so now he's just fulfilling that prophecy now that he has the power.
And that's all well and good.
And that's his problem.
But it's like saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to come in and I'm going to do all the tile. Okay? I'm going to get all the tile done.
Please, God, do not bring every conversation back to what I do for a living.
No, we're not. It's just Canada.
It's a good analogy. I'm going to come in and do your tile. And they come in, do the tile. They get all the tiles in place. And then they don't grout or seal.
Mm. Yeah.
And they leave. Yeah. You're pissed.
The tiles are down.
I told you I was going to do tile.
I hope you didn't pay them in full.
I was hoping the ghost would be here for that example. So the ghost has been having all kinds of problems with her apartment complex where they've come in, they've cut holes in her ceiling, they've cut holes in her walls, they're redoing all the plumbing in her apartment for no real reason except for the fact that they did a bunch of butyl stuff.
They sound like a bunch of spies.
Oh, it's horrible. They're putting cameras in everywhere. But no, they did that, and then they changed out the tiles in her shower, and it's two different colored tiles.
Okay.
And I saw a picture.
Are they mixed?
No, she sent me a picture, and she goes, does this look right to you? And I went, well, they're the same shape tiles. They're not the same color tiles.
Close enough.
And I'm like, how is this actually acceptable? If you were paying for this, how would that be acceptable? And she basically said, well, you know, It shouldn't be acceptable. So she grabbed a hold. I wish she was sitting here, but no, she had to go pee. But she said, look, they had subcontractors come in, and the owner, who actually came by a couple times, really nice guy, said, you know, said he would make sure everything was right. And then he comes by again and sees that. And he goes, wait, why are these tiles a different color? This is ridiculous. We did not pay these guys to put in a different color tile. This is wrong. And so now she's going to be inconvenienced again for another X number of weeks. It's the holidays too, so X number of weeks to have all of the tile changed out, all the holes cut again in her house, in her apartment. Mm-hmm. And it's because – why? Because someone didn't do their job properly. So that's kind of where we are here with Syria.
Yeah,
we didn't do our job properly. Well, we didn't solve the problem.
Can I improve my analogy briefly? Let's say somebody came in.
I had to use
said,
your apartment.
Yeah, I did.
Well, get on the microphone. Yeah.
Your apartment's serious.
Yes.
Now.
Somebody came in and said, hey, you know, your tile's a little messed up. How about I come in and do it for free?
Yeah.
And you go, oh, great. Thanks. We need to help with the tile. It is a little sucky. Thank you very much. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my final thought on this is without knowing the cleanup story, how do you know what to say? So for all we know, there was the, all right, we're going to come in, kick ass, but you got 30 days to figure shit out, and then we're out.
But that was never the plan. That's never.
No, we specifically didn't tell them how long we were going to be there. Because if they knew, then they'd just prepare for it. And they'd hide in their little rabbit burrows until we were gone.
So if you agree to come in and kick ass and clean up the mess, why is it legitimately asking, why is it your problem to figure out what the other person's issue is?
Right.
Because you've got to clean up the mess.
It's
You have to. Well,
if you just said, oh, I'm going to come in, kick ass, clean up the mess, I need to figure out the other person so I know when I can clean up the mess. What's the point of me cleaning up the mess when there's just going to be a new mess?
The real issue is the power vacuum, right?
It's a huge power vacuum.
If the U.S. pulls out on our allies, they are going to get defeated. There's going to be another group of people that are disenfranchised, and they're going to start ISIS again, and it's going to cause the same problem we've got.
So there's the power vacuum that's created.
Mm-hmm.
The
Correct.
Authority leaves. The governing authority of the area goes, all right, we need to step in and squash anybody that tries to start shit.
Okay.
Nail them right off the top.
So here's the problem.
They don't.
Here's the problem, because the two powers that can now do that are Turkey and Russia. So
we can make many problems, no problem.
All of the work that we did to try to help. By the way, it was a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia. Yeah. This wasn't that we were allies with
during
Russia.
Obama administration, no longer, because we know our own United States.
It was very much we were supporting one party and Russia was supporting another. And the fact that we backed out means the party we were supporting is they're dead.
If they
survive the rest of the decade, I'll be shocked.
They will die.
Literally.
Because we were paired with the Kurdish fighters who the Turkish government is completely against.
Mm-hmm.
So we will back out and they will come after the Kurds.
Yeah,
and we
did the same thing to the Kurds in Iraq.
Yep. Yeah, we did.
Like they'll kill them.
The United States has put our foot in the door in a place we shouldn't have been in the first place. And the result of that is people who were our allies will now die. Or have already been dying and will continue to die. And I'm pretty sure that was an Obama decision. And I stand by the fact that I don't like the man as a president. I never liked his decisions as president. But what our president is doing now is not fixing. It's exacerbating.
Yeah, it's making
and that's
it
the problem.
I mean, it's fine to have an exit strategy and work towards an exit strategy. It is not fine to say,
you know what,
I'm done, I'm out. Everybody leave.
Yeah, in a hissy fit phone call. Yeah.
But in the end game, as the current ass in the chair.
Yeah.
That decision benefits who?
Russia.
And Turkey.
And not us at all.
We had 2,000 troops?
Yeah 2,000 troops.
4,000.
In the large scale of things, we didn't have a lot of military presence, but what we did have was clout, basically.
And air power.
We had men on the ground, boots on the ground, and air power. We had a presence to which we could say, do this thing or we will do something about it. Now we're just leaving it up. We're done.
Hey, Assad, supporters. Hey, Russia, you attack us. Hey, you're attacking America.
He can check it off his box. ISIS defeated, troops withdrawn, campaign promise kept. So it looks good on paper.
Yeah.
And you know he's just running for a re-election. That's all he's ever worked towards is re-election.
What do you have to say, Ghost?
Isn't that a shotgun if your phone goes off?
Shut up. I already have a shotgun.
It's a strike.
It's a strike.
It's a strike. I have another strike.
Have you struck it out?
No,
how
not
many
yet. No.
Strikes you have to get to get a shot.
That's a strikeout.
Oh, that, I did strike out on that one.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, yeah. So she sends me a message, and therefore, that's okay. You struck out for peeing. Yeah.
All right. So, end of this topic is eliminate U.S. Mexico border.
Yes, yes, that is. Yes. So, where are we at? Where are we at on time, on, comrade? Are we at the union break?
40 minutes? We can do a union break. Yeah. It's a little early.
But yeah, let's do an early union break. Why not? Let's do it now. We started late, so let's do a quick
break. My USMP.
So I wanted to say something before we go on union break. So right now we have a seated group of 7 named people.
This is amazing.
I think it's the largest number of seated named people. That's right. And that's how we do it here on the One Man Revolution podcast.
This is how you wind up with more microphones and more headphones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and this is why people need to
start to make another table.
We need to start
and share.
We need a multi-camera system.
We need to start a GoFundMe that's build the wall of microphones.
We're not giving that we're not giving those people a third of our money.
No.
It's a third of other people's money.
No, send us money. Yeah.
We'll start a Patreon.
We'll start a Patreon. Have everyone send us our money.
I've already sent money.
Which is something I would like to talk to everyone about on the break. So here we go. So we're going to take a little break. We'll be back in a little bit.
You are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, the Revolutionary.
And
the Comrade.
And
the Generalist.
And
the Wanderer.
And
the Ghost.
And
the Maverick.
And
the Canadian.
We are all here. It is a Sunday Brunchcast. So much drinking has been happening this day. I love Brunchcast.
Make Christmas great again.
We're not quite
again.
Off the rails yet. So.
Happy holidays.
I'm working on that 1738. We'll be working it out good.
1738.
I'm not off the rails.
Wait till I show her my O face.
Oh. There it is. All ready? Are you ready?
So,
go for it. No.
It's not working.
Damn it, I need a gain up on that one.
Yeah, we need like a service mic.
We got some 1738 here. Mine's almost gone.
Drinking that Remy over there. Remy on the side. So I am drinking along with some others.
It's
Sunday
night. We need to be drinking like it's 1738.
That's right. So it's this is Festivus for the rest of us. I'm drinking the Goose Parka Porter, which
bless you.
Yeah, it's Goose Island's Parka Porter.
Goose Island's Parka Porter, which the Wanderer brought.
I'm actually really happy. I was hoping it wouldn't be too sweet because it says it's got mild caramel sweetness and notes of chocolate, but.
That's roasted. Oh, that's good.
I know. I'm tired of these sweet bourbon barrel aged just
agreed.
Sugar in my mouth like
comrade,
porters
here,
and stouts.
That.
You and me both.
Yeah, so what else we got? So you guys are on the Remy.
I did Remy. I actually finished mine. I'm drinking Tangerine LaCroix.
Oh, the Tangerine LaCroix. And you're drinking one of the... What do you got, Maverick? What's
looks
that?
Like cider.
I thought you were going to say it for me the way you're announcing it.
No, that's okay.
You're drinking one of the...
The Woodchuck Spiked Cider, right?
Yeah, the Woodchuck Spiked Cider.
I got that Sunday...
Oh, that Sunday
beer.
Sunday Fun Day. And you didn't put it in your cup.
No.
Or with a key lime, as recommended.
No, there's a lime in here.
Oh, he put a lime
in. It's good in the can. You don't have to
put lime in it. This is not a fancy enough
beer
for the cup.
It's drink...
Really? If I was doing the
fancy
porter,
to put into your swamp cup.
Wow!
What?
I'm sorry. It adds. You know.
Well, Merry.
Well, Facebook just blacklisted this video.
Happy Festivus, my friends.
For the rest of us.
For the rest of us.
So, does anybody understand? Sorry to interrupt the toast, but yeah, toast. Why we say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's as opposed to Happy Christmas?
No, it should be Happy Christmas and Merry New Year.
Merry New
Year.
Yeah. I don't know why it's the other way around.
Because we're so anti-British that we were just no, they say Happy Christmas. We're going to go Merry.
Are you kidding me?
Merry Hanukkah.
Cheerful and lively. I mean, it works for
both. What's wrong with Merry?
What's wrong with either? Why can't you say either?
Yeah.
Because that's
either
that's
Christmas
our slave
weird.
Name.
Either Christmas.
Are you kidding me?
And that's yet another strike for the one that's saying she will not do a shotgun. I'm telling you right now, we're going to get...
Who's going to do a shotgun?
The ghost is... Yeah. Ghost
oh,
already
I was
earned
like,
a shotgun.
Slave name's not a strike.
Slave name? What's your slave name?
Okay. First of all, before we get any further, I would like to make a whatever they do in a public
motion.
I would like to make a motion for if you continue to bail out of your shotguns.
Wait.
In this room. He's talking about the thespian.
I'm putting this on. I'm talking about everybody. I'm putting this on record. If you bail out, and we'll come, we can come up with a number sidebar. But if you bail, if you continue to bail out of shotguns,
you die.
You should lose your name.
You're fired.
You lose your name.
I vote for you're off the show.
Ooh. No. I don't think a ban is that. I think.
Yeah.
Starting over.
Here's the thing.
Because you made effort to get your name on this show. You knew what the rules were. You know what the rules of shotgun are.
You can shotgun at LaCroix. We've said many times you can shotgun LaCroix.
I will shotgun shots.
Oh, shotgun shots. Well, there you go. There it is.
I don't drink beer.
Shouldn't drink beer.
If you continue to bail out of shots or shotguns
because of whatever reason.
No, it's not about you.
Because of whatever reason, there has to be some punishment. I've taken shotguns and I've had to work the next day. But guess what? I ran my mouth. I got the strikes. I pay the price.
And starting over your name, no, that just means you don't get a name for a while. I didn't want a name. I could be on here nameless for the entire time, and
calm
I'd be
down,
happy.
Wanderer.
Shush.
I mean, that's why you picked that name anyway.
I'm sorry. You're being so sassy right now.
But that's it. Like, do it. You know what the rules are. It's a drinking game.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to play the drinking game, don't be in it.
Okay. Secondly, Mary is cheerful and lively, and Happy is... feeling or showing pleasure or contentment.
Indeed.
Right. So it should be Happy Christmas and Merry New Year.
It should be. It should be Happy Christmas.
Why can't it be Happy Christmas and Happy New Year?
It works for both.
Merry New Year and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a cheerful Christmas.
So this is Christmas.
But it's a cheerful New Year.
You know, I think...
As opposed to being a contented New Year.
You're supposed to be merry and celebrate... Oh, it's a birth. Yeah, I guess you do celebrate births.
Woo! It's not a birth.
It's not Easter. Okay.
He was born in the spring.
I get him backwards. Wait, whose birth are you
all
celebrating?
All I know is in...
That guy. That dude.
Jesus.
Dionysus?
Jesus. Jesus.
Dionysus. My Lord and Savior.
Dionysus, your Lord.
Jesus.
Dionysus.
Yeah. Jesus. Nice. Yeah. Jehusus? Oh, man. All right. So what do you want to talk about in the second half here? I've got a lot of really random things.
There's been a lot of stuff this week. We can just
do you want to talk about the white referee who...
Before we dive into that, the president is actively tweeting.
You got some wiggle dots?
Do we have an alarm?
Do you want to talk about the female referee who's calling penalties from like 3 years ago?
No, the white guy
isn't
who
that
said
just
the black
like
guy
a
needs
female? Bringing up old news.
Hold on. Cheers. Yeah, that's a cheers on that one. Yeah.
It's about Bob Corker. I don't think anybody cares.
Yeah. No, I was talking about the white referee that made the guy cut his dreads off.
The wrestling referee.
I don't even know what that was, but
I saw that.
And
then he won. There it is right there. Nice. Yep, yep.
Like
yep,
what?
Yep.
What is?
I don't,
why?
Basically,
he said it was a safety hazard, and he was required to remove his dreadlocks.
Why doesn't he just put him under a cap? He wouldn't let him under.
The referee said no.
Did he just unclip them all?
Yeah. The referee.
It had something to do with gender.
It was a male gender thing.
But the thing I was watching was like this person's gender was being questioned during.
No.
This was an individual who's
that's called fake news.
That one,
that's a strike.
Yeah, I've already struck out, sir. I'm working on a double strikeout at this point. Yeah, double shotgun, which is me doing a shot of. I wish we had 151, but we don't. That would kill us all.
That's
an episode.
2:30
a.m.
Are you trying to start a fire?
I didn't start the fire.
Don't let me die.
Yeah, don't let me die.
Anyway.
But yes, so this is an individual who has a history of being racist, actually. So the referee let's take a poll on the state you think this was in. What state do you think this happened in? A white guy who told a black guy he needs to cut his dreads. Ghost?
Indiana.
Okay.
I was going to say
that's
Indiana.
That's a good one. That's really good because they have the largest number of KKK people in the country.
I was going to say Indiana.
Okay, Indiana. That's fine. Yeah, Indiana. All right, yeah.
I can't vote. I already know.
Oh, you already know.
Well, I already know.
I know.
Raised in Indiana, I would say Oklahoma.
Oh, there you go.
I know, but I would have guessed Missouri.
Missouri, there you go.
If I were to guess, I would have said Alabama.
Yeah. New Jersey. Yeah. It was New Jersey. Yep.
Was it at the shores?
You knew it was the shores, but you lied and blamed Indiana anyway?
I would have. I didn't. I was thinking Indiana.
Once it
once I recalled, I remember now.
Yeah. Okay. So in 2016, Alan Maloney, who is the person who is
old
who is
news,
the referee,
old news, the referee, used the N-word several times in a social gathering.
Nice.
I love November.
No, not November.
No, that's with an M.
No.
No. What word are we talking about? The only person who almost can say it.
I can't even say it.
You can't say it either.
I can't say it properly. It sounds offensive coming out of my mouth.
It's the word. Oh, wow.
It's like a river in Africa.
It's a half white of me.
you enunciate ours.
Yeah.
I say it properly. I don't know how to speak very well. I'm like, that's not
the right one. No, it's the word Eminem never uses.
Are you looking for the offensive version, the non-offensive version?
No, I only know one version, and it comes up.
And if it's coming from a white referee,
I'm guessing the non-offensive version.
No, I can't.
This is where I wish.
Have you heard me trying to speak any sort of slang or?
It's really funny to watch you do it.
Can we not?
It looks painful.
It sounds like this.
Yeah.
Just imagine your librarian being like, hey, well, I was going to be like, y'all, I can do that.
Yeah, y'all.
Southern white slang,
Yeah, so exactly. It sounds super racist out of my mouth.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, where are all the... Yeah.
Kiss my grits.
Kiss my grits.
Oh, bless your heart.
So in a video...
I can't even do that. I'm just all like, screw you.
an individual was asked to cut all of his hair off. In order to continue wrestling.
After he offered to wear a hair cap, and the referee said no.
Well, they had a hair cap.
But that's what you... Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Racist.
Yep.
There it is. And I wish that the individual who's been here for the past week would have been here, and she would have said, wow, that's also racist.
I don't get it.
I believe that NFL players should not be allowed to wear long hair.
Long dreads or anything?
Baseball players should not have long, scraggly beards. Basketball players should not have long, scraggly beards.
How do beards interfere with your playing baseball, though?
It looks unprofessional.
So do those pants.
Why do you keep
baseball pants?
Canada.
Yeah.
I'm blaming Canada for everything.
You mean their capris?
Yeah.
Represent
no.
Canada. Yeah. Why are guys wearing some capris? That's unprofessional.
What?
Why do pants? Golfers wear those?
Why do hockey
pants?
Players wear
That's
shorts?
You are
cold.
Why do they wear sweaters? They should wear uniforms.
Yeah, confront a hockey player. Let me see how well that works out.
I will confront him.
Make hockey violent again. That's
are those your teepas?
Bring
are
me a hockey teepas? Player and I'll confront the wiggles out of him.
Wow.
give LeBron James a stick and some skates and see how long he lasts.
Not very long at all. So the referee would not allow Andrew Johnson of Bonita to wrestle with or cover his own dreadlocks. Mm-hmm. So then someone on the team, like a team captain or something, came over and shaved his head.
Well, they started the injury timer, which gives them like 3 minutes to fix the problem.
Right, yep. Right.
Or you forfeit.
Right.
And so the athlete said, cut my hair. Yep.
Yeah,
Russell.
Yeah,
and they came over and they cut his hair.
They did not shave it.
They just cut the dreads off.
They call him his dreads, but still, dreadlocks are a cultural.
No, but
they are.
It is. It's.
Give her a microphone.
It's a hairstyle.
But when you sign up for certain things,
but it's not against the rules,
and you agree to rules like shotguns,
it's not against the rules.
Yes.
No, you're supporting the
referee. Oh, I love the way you work here, but you're supporting the race.
It wasn't against the rules.
I can understand, but even in football, like, okay, I'm not a fan of long hair because it can interfere with tackling. Nobody likes getting their hair pulled.
Except that it's totally illegal.
Okay, who doesn't like getting their hair pulled?
Everybody likes getting their hair pulled.
It's a level of professionalism, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But they're an athlete. Like,
you are considered a professional athlete.
Yeah, but
this kid is high school.
Yeah, that shouldn't determine your hairstyle or what kind of hair. However, I used to be a wrestler in high school.
I used to score for wrestling.
Right? Didn't we all?
I'm sure you scored for
wrestling.
Didn't
we all? But here's the reality is that, you know, I understand why they asked him to remove it. However, it being, since I work in a school where there's a bunch of different hairstyles going on, very often it's not an issue of cultural for the kids these days. You know, it's just this is a cool.
It's almost
hairstyle.
Like over time.
I put beeswax in my hair.
Are we going to say you can't
however,
have a tattoo because it's unprofessional? Are we going there?
There exactly. Anyway. I'm circling the drain. Circling the drain. I'm circling the issue because there's a lot of things that it really does depend on his perspective of it. But the referee was within his rights to tell him because, as far as wrestling goes, having something that you can grip on while you're wrestling is a detriment.
Short dreads, though.
So we should
they were
make
tiny,
all wrestlers
tiny dreadlocks.
Shave
and
their
long
heads entirely.
It gets rid of that issue.
Wanderer.
So if you can put them under the cap and restrain it so they're not grip-worthy, it gets rid of the issue.
Correct. Right.
Which is
what they do. Like, swimmers wear caps.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
But for whatever reason, why you got to figure out why was the reason the cap wasn't worthy.
Because the referee is a racist. That's why.
Why has it been good enough for every other time he's wrestled?
Yeah. Every other time he's wrestled.
Why has it been? And this one guy who is a known racist.
Recently.
How recently? When was
like
this
match?
It was tweeted
2 years ago.
No. This video was posted on the 21st of this month.
Okay. Yeah. So
the
this
2 years
late
ago
season.
Thing was when the referee was recorded having said
right.
the N word repeatedly in a social setting.
Yeah.
So he has a history of having a negative opinion towards a certain race, and then he executed that again. In his job, not in a social setting.
No.
In a social setting, you can be a racist, and I'll call you on it, but I'll let you go because it doesn't affect other people except for those who choose to be around you. In your job, though, it's a completely different issue.
Correct.
Especially when you're dealing with young athletes of color.
You can't, but you cannot sit here and prove the fact that because he wanted the guy to cut his hair that was a racial... That was a racial movement.
You
no,
prove
but
it.
You can point mm. to can a history it.
And evidence
of saying racist or having of saying racist things. Yeah. So if you're like, is this influencing you? Is this why? Because if that brings into question your calls, that's not professional.
Right.
And maybe the ref should cut his hair.
Oh. Oh. I like it. Or maybe the ref should have to grow dreads.
Or something. I don't know.
No. White people do not.
That's a lot
dreads.
Of upkeep. It takes
no, I'm saying,
effort
no, no,
to
make
have
him,
dreads.
Make him go through the effort. Just to appreciate it. And then maybe he won't have people cut it off.
I don't have the
that's like making a kid play clarinet for 5 years. They don't appreciate it.
Did you play clarinet?
No. My parents knew better than to try to force me to do something. It does not work out.
So no woodwind instruments for the Wanderer?
No instruments of any sort for the Wanderer.
I think, Maverick, I actually don't disagree with you. If it was an isolated incident, it would be very difficult to say that this is indeed a racist incident. But because there was history and because of the fact that there was an alternative solution to this problem.
Put a cap on.
Right. Which, as the Canadian said, has worked in the past.
Yeah.
So what's the cap? What's the cap? Is it just a rubber condom that you stick over your head?
Pretty much, yeah.
Every time you get bound up with the other guy gets pulled off and then you got to stop the fight.
It's tight.
But there's a 3-minute stoppage, but that's built into the rules. You can stop over 3 minutes and put your cap back on.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's absolutely figured into the rules for a reason.
Yeah.
And again, like the Canadian said, it's worked in the past. He's done this before where he brought the cap along specifically so he could wear it to meet the regulations. And for whatever reason, this one referee had a problem with that.
And you'll have female wrestlers.
Whoa, what happened? Whoa, why am I not hearing you?
So you'll have female wrestlers, and as long as their hair, just like with boxing and whatnot, if their hair is braided back and not... It, like in the way you can have long hair, it just has to be restrained. In my work, in a professional environment, you can't have hair flying about your face. It's got to be restrained.
But that doesn't mean you have to shave your head.
No, it doesn't. Just because I did, because I think it's cool.
Correct.
There's a possibility that this student has had multiple warnings on this, which is why when they put him aside and said, you know, you got 3 minutes to solve this problem, that he went ahead and shaved it. Mm. But that doesn't mean asking him to shave it is right.
Right. I don't understand why someone's hairstyle should create a problem in any environment at all.
Well, no. Modeling. And if he
what's
has
that? Modeling? Hold on. Go ahead.
Agencies can tell you to cut your hair.
That's... You are being hired for your appearance, and you're expected to modify your appearance.
I'm
just going off of what you said.
That's why I like to put the question out.
Employers can send you home if you have an unnatural hairstyle or color.
If it's in the employment agreement, whatever.
Yes.
And If this player has been warned on multiple occasions about his hair, my argument's going to be completely different. And yes, he should have cut it by then.
And was that the case?
We don't know.
Do you
know that? Okay. Whole story.
So yes, let's
then you can't automatically jump and say it's racial.
You're right. So if
no, we can because this referee.
You can't because the guy has a past of making racial comments.
So okay. You're right. If this player has been warned on multiple occasions that his hair will get him disqualified
but
from...
But it wasn't. He was not warned multiple times. No.
We don't
It said in the articles that I've read. I've read like 10 articles on this.
It says he's never been warned about
his
hair.
He has not been warned about the length or shape of his hair.
I think the way
if he
we
had
know,
been, I would have been like, no, the ref's on the right. This guy should have cut his hair.
Yeah, should have cut it a long time ago.
I think the way we
but
know that he did not get warned about it in the past is because he still had dreads.
Yes.
Which just takes a butt to his
head.
I work with teenagers, people.
Yeah, just because you told them that it's going to get them in trouble doesn't mean they're actually going to fix it.
No, what I'm saying is it wasn't enforced.
Yeah.
That's what warnings are about. You get warnings and then it's enforced.
Well, he was given a warning and then he probably wore the cap.
Possibly.
No, that's not how this works.
This makes sense in my head. I don't know.
They say restrain your hair and you put the cap on and you wrestle. That's how it goes.
Right.
Yeah. But the thing is,
in all other occasions, he was allowed to put a cap on.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So
exactly.
That's what I'm getting at. If he was warned in the past, he had an alternative solution and he used
that. That was good enough.
And the other occasions, that means that the authority figure in standing had some slack.
Right.
I don't care.
It's not slack. If you're like, your hair has to be restrained. Just like, if I've got long hair and it's down, my boss is going to come up and be like, put your hair in a ponytail. I say, okay, and it's in a ponytail.
There you go.
That doesn't mean that they cut me slack. That means they said you need to follow regulations, and then I followed regulations.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So,
but here's the thing.
For whatever reason, a cap did not suffice for this guy.
But Mav, I still don't understand this one. I don't understand how an employer, a referee, a judge, or whatever can tell you how you can keep your hair. Can keep your
because it's
your
a matter of
form.
Professionalism.
No, it's not. It's a matter of safety.
Mm. Yeah. It depends on the environment.
Yeah,
in a sporting environment,
when,
most of the time
when
I tell
when
you,
I
just
worked
like if you're
under the umbrella,
machinery.
When I worked under the umbrella of the Waldorf over by Disney.
Yeah,
because the company, even though the company I worked for wasn't a direct. I was not a direct employee of the Waldorf. I had to follow their grooming standards.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just like any outside vendors I have coming into where I work have to follow our standards
You can look at this issue in one of two ways. You can look at it as you are working for this company. You have voluntarily chosen. That's a glass that just fell over.
Who was that?
It was empty. You have chosen to take employment at this place, and you have chosen to abide by their standards.
So
or
you have chosen to be a professional in this sport,
or you've chosen to be a high school athlete.
You can
in this case.
Correct.
You can
not professional.
Acknowledge the fact that most jobs are only 8 hours a day, and you have a lot more time outside of work to live your life and express your life in the way you want to. And the fact that this arbitrary standard is applied for only 8 hours of your time affects your entire lifestyle is bullshit.
Freedom!
Or you can understand that these standards were put in place 60 years ago and haven't been updated because Grandpa still runs the company.
But here, let me hold on.
It actually is.
Allow me to point this one out.
What's up?
Outdated regulations need to be cut.
So this, if this were a white kid
I'm
with long
the
hair...
President.
If this were a white kid with long hair, if this were an Asian kid with long hair, then we could look at that. But this was a person of color, a black kid. Black kid.
You can say that. That's allowed.
A black kid with dreads. Black kid with dreads who was told to cut his hair. No one else was told to cut their hair.
But you can't say it's racial because no one else has been in that position. And he's going, okay, you can go.
How have we made it to this point in this country?
You can let it go. I'll let you go because you're a white dude with long hair. But this guy, because he's a black kid with long hair, he's got to cut it.
So let's take two steps back.
All right.
There has been a rash of incidents with children who have been told that their appearance is against school dress code from elementary to high school.
Implicit
bias. I've been in that position.
Yes.
The vast majority of them are
people
of color with interesting hairstyles.
Correct.
Who are told.
I have been kicked out of school for my hairstyle.
Really?
Yes.
What was it?
Rat tail?
It was spray paint.
Oh,
you
really?
You colored your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
unnatural colors, right. And I was sent home.
So these children had perfectly naturally colored hair.
White-ass kid sitting right here.
No,
thank
no,
you.
No, no, no.
What's up,
you, middle of Indiana. Thank you.
Yeah,
you,
just stick with your natural hair.
Right. You you colored your hair unnaturally, which is cool. I'm personally cool with that. Whatever. What we're talking about is children who have perfectly natural hair, who are styling their hair in a way that is culturally, historically significant.
Yes, culturally significant.
And they're being told that their cultural significance is unacceptable to the dress code.
So where is this example coming from?
I can find four or five examples.
Well,
because they showed up where they shaved the side of their head and they were told to go.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I shaved all the sides of my head, and I'm pretty sure I've seen many men with the same hairstyle.
No, it's worse than that. But I even disagree with why you were kicked out of school.
Yeah,
I think you should
I
have been let to go to school with your pink hair.
It was it was a distraction. It was unnatural.
It's not a distraction.
How is it a distraction?
It is a,
all right.
Hormones.
So,
your dick will distract you on a daily basis if you let it.
So a girl wears a midriff shirt.
Your dick will distract me on a daily basis and your pants if I let it.
My shoulders are
I could have looked at my teacher and said, you're being racist. I'm a white kid in middle Indiana.
No, you'd be like, you're being hormonal.
With multicolored hair.
The ghost had a great point. Her shoulders were showing. Her midriff was showing. Her legs were showing.
That's a distraction.
All of those. Calm. Her
and not her responsibility.
I never actually got in trouble for dress code. Let's just make that clear. I was wearing flip flops like one time.
I find that because I do work in that environment now, where there are dress codes. I find it to be enormously sexist the way they enforce the dress code.
Absolutely.
Because why is it my problem that you can't control yourself?
Yeah.
If I show my shoulders and you're distracted, that is decidedly your problem, hormone boy.
It's rape culture. It is absolutely rape culture.
Well, and the issue
because
is...
Because 8 hours a day, you're the adult responsible.
So...
No, that's not the point.
No.
Not,
okay, all right. So this is being applied generally to me as a female. I love a guy with some good shoulders. What makes you think that's not distracting to me? I just get past it because I'm like, if I don't pass this algebra test,
but guys are unable to control themselves.
Guys can wear
basketball
shorts to school and sweatpants. That's distracting.
Yeah, let me explain. I wasn't talking as myself as a teacher. Okay. I was talking about the girls that are in the dress code, you know, or out of dress
code. But again,
as a teacher, obviously I have a higher standard.
And to Comrade's point, cougars are animals too.
Woo!
Hey!
I would. You know what? Bros should wear more tank tops now that I'm thinking about it.
I'm all about tank tops.
But, like, no, you think this just applies to men? Like, a slipped shoulder, knees showing. I like a guy with some nice legs. You can wear short shorts. I'm cool with that. I also don't let it distract me from things that are important, and you shouldn't regulate it just because you've got issues on it.
What's the difference between maniples and women nipples?
There is
I think mine are bigger. Hair. Boys always have teeny dime-sized nipples. It's funny.
I maintain this.
But that's areolas. Reason, like, physically, I know my nipples are bigger. I think milk has to come out of them sometimes.
I maintain this. The reason why dress code generally targets women's dress is because...
I've seen them.
I
know. I've seen my
dark.
Talk to me about dark nipples, please.
And dark.
Yeah.
They get really dark.
Oh, do they?
Really?
I'd like to see how dark they can get. I wouldn't. Please don't impregnate me.
Well, no. That's
wow. Not.
I can't. I can't right now.
There goes the road.
The revolutionary is so red. He is so red right now.
Wait, but
it's so good.
Question.
Yes, question. Go ahead, please.
Please distract everybody.
I agree that there should be the opinion of like you
get closer to the microphone, please.
You should be able to control yourself. You should be able to like what I'm wearing shouldn't affect you. Hmm. But also, if you're dressing like a hoe,
what's up, girl?
Define that.
I am also a fan of school uniforms.
I disagree.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Wait, when they're dead, they're just hookers.
Slut shamed, my love.
Nice.
You
nice.
Just slut shamed more
but
patriarchy
like,
bullshit.
I don't think you should be able to walk
internalized
around
patriarchy.
Like that. Like you should.
No. Define
hoe.
Like a hoe.
Please,
just a lot of your skin showing. I guess.
How
I
much? Know. And where?
If I can see your
what if your entire body is covered except for your
cavalier? When your attitude is cavalier and careless.
I don't want to see your actual
your
butt cheeks
towards...
or labia, but that's just because
Well, as a man,
you want to see somebody's labia.
When the cut, when
no,
the
I
cup
can't
of
show
the
you
ass
my labia.
Shows through the shorts.
I'm not showing anybody
like
my labia.
Cut off and the little cuff of the ass shows right through the bottom of the shorts.
Does your wife watch the show?
And once again, once again, your problem, not ours.
Ooh, yeah, exactly. Oh, that's the point.
But there's also what I find tasteful and what I think. Like, wear it if you want. I'm just gonna wipe down that chair. Real
Okay.
Which is different.
That's when it gets too short.
The ghost has.
What, when you see labia?
I think the ghost. No, has yeah.
when
that
when the labia's girl can walk short. And you see you. And you see, and it's kind of one of those things where you go, well, what's the difference between wearing the bathing suit and wearing short shorts?
But that's just, there's tasteful,
well, because there's like a bathing suit,
opinion.
You're at the beach or at the pool. When you're in a public, when you're kind of at school or in another public place,
when
in
you're
your
at
shorts,
a private place, you can have dress codes. Just like restaurants will have a dress code that they can enforce.
Our restaurants
there
can
are
have
a lot
kid
too.
Codes.
Yeah,
a
because,
lot too.
Yeah. Which is okay. Private restaurant, you can have a dress code.
Who has been turned away from a restaurant for what they were wearing?
I am.
Oh, okay. We'll start with Ghost.
Well, no, I wasn't me personally. It was my dad because.
No, it doesn't count.
No, it doesn't
count. Comrade?
I went to a speakeasy style bar on a whim. We definitely weren't planning to go. And as a result, we did not have the required dress code. And they said no. And we were like, cool. We expected that. And we went next door.
I got turned away from a Marriott hotel bar because I had tennis shoes.
Oh,
I've never had that problem because I show up prepared everywhere I go.
True, me too. So,
can or you
I
just pick where
yes,
you go.
So offer go being turned away from an Italian church.
What?
I had my shoulders showing.
Oh yeah, that's a.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I didn't know, and our luggage didn't come that day.
My personal favorite. I went to. I went on an organized trip to Italy, and we went to the Vatican. And they specifically said everybody needs to have like their knees covered, right, to go to the Vatican. So as a group of like 40 or so high school kids, a lot of the girls just didn't bother. And we still got let in, which I thought was interesting. Mm-hmm. But like they're walking around in like short shorts.
They were offering like
tops.
Shawls at the front of
Yeah, they didn't
church.
Say anything.
Let's not get
to
into
any
the topic of,
us. Of
Catholic priests.
Hey. So, actually, if we did, we could say right now that
who's
the,
Catholic
the Pope himself has said – and this has come down from the Pope.
From on high,
that anyone who has been involved with any form of buggery, I guess would be the word. That's the word, right? That's the word, generalist?
It's a good
buggery,
word.
Buggery, right? Yeah. That they should turn themselves in to local law enforcement and just be out of the church.
It's interesting because I haven't heard of a rash of arrests against Catholic priests.
No, but that's the thing. Mm. He has said, turn yourself in if you have done this, if you have had inappropriate contact with young boys or young girls or whatever it is, as a priest, you're done. And
well,
so you
but
should
they're
get
not
out.
Turning themselves in.
Well, but that's fine. But that's the way it works. But the important part is there.
He has drawn the line.
He has huge line.
Acknowledged it. Said it's probably happening. And if you're one of the ones that doing it, get out now.
Yeah.
And I imagine if the ones who have not bowed out that get discovered are going to
be hammered,
suffer the wrath of the church.
So
it's kind of like all you criminals, turn yourselves in and quit doing crime.
Right.
Would you rather go to jail or be excommunicated?
Ooh, jail. Jail.
As a priest, that should be your answer because
if I were a priest, it would be jail. Yeah, jail. Because
Unless you don't really care about God.
If you're excommunicated, you can never, ever, ever enter the kingdom of God.
But
so,
the thing is they have Catholic. To. They have to actually police this themselves, right? There was like 500 names that were not turned in. From an investigation in Illinois or Indiana, I don't remember.
Illinois.
Where it's like, hey, there's a bunch of people that got taken off the list.
It's weird how the state of Illinois just repeatedly comes up in the conversations of corruption.
And it's like, well, if you're not going to police yourself, then you're going to have to do better.
Yeah.
How about some well-dones?
You want to do some well-dones? Let's do that.
Oh, the generalist has well done. Oh, thank God.
Generalist?
Well done.
Yeah. I do. Hold on a second. Let me get the names
microphone.
Right.
I'm working here.
Get your face in the microphone.
I would like a well done for the bipartisan effort to finally make lynching a federal crime.
Oh, my God.
In 2018.
It only took so long.
It only took from 1950.
It only took 2018 years.
Yeah.
Finally, the sponsors of the bill were two Democratic senators, Cory Booker of New Jersey and Kamala Harris of California, and Republican Tim Scott of South Carolina.
Nice.
Yes. Well done.
Well done.
One of the first legislations about lynching was back in 1918.
Ooh.
But it has not been made a federal crime until 3 days ago. 3 days ago.
I have to say, though, as far as well done's go, that's kind of a low bar.
I'm just saying, we got something, don't we?
It's on the positive side.
Yeah. Considering most of ours are sarcastic, that's kind of a medium bar. Yeah. It's an actual well done.
I want to give a one-man revolution well done of the week to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Well, Alexandra, hold on.
Stop talking
Alexandra,
about your girlfriend like that.
Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez will be probably a well done of the week until she gets kicked out of Congress.
She hasn't even been sworn in yet.
Not even yet.
She's already making waves, and it's incredible.
I love her. If you haven't followed her on Instagram or Twitter or anywhere, follow her now. She's amazing.
At Ocasio 2018.
Yes.
So basically, long story short, she came out and said very, very publicly and very explicitly, it's bullshit that Congress continues to make money when the government shuts down, despite the fact that federal employees don't.
Yes.
So basically, she said, you shouldn't make money as a congressman. If the government shuts down, you should not make money. And I 100% behind that. Well done to Ms. Ocasio-Cortez for standing up for the little people and the taxpayers.
I think if you can't do your job, if you can't pass the budget, which is the only job that the Congress has, you shouldn't get paid.
You got one job!
You shouldn't get paid at all.
Agreed.
Like, ever.
Agreed.
And you shouldn't actually get that money back when the government comes back.
No, I mean, it's like
lost.
Your salary, it depends upon you passing a budget for the year. If you can't pass it, you don't get paid.
Right? You had a year to do it.
You had a year to do it.
And I know you haven't been doing anything else.
And you got to pay back all the money they paid you proactively.
So currently, the government right now, it's something like 380,000 people are furloughed.
Mm-hmm.
600,000 are on a temporary, what is that called?
You have to work, you don't get paid.
Yeah, you work, but don't get paid.
Yep, the military.
That's being furloughed.
Yeah, no. That's
furloughed is there's you're a not furlough. Working and you're not getting paid.
Yeah, you're not working, you're not getting paid. But there's another group that are working but aren't getting paid.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we have all this immense group of people. But, you know, so here we have, again, a government, quote unquote, shutdown where we have a million plus people who are working for the government, who aren't getting paid, but are still working.
And how many other people in the government are on vacation, paid vacation right now?
Well, the president.
Wow.
And others.
400 and some members of Congress and 100 senators.
Yeah. Let me know when you're ready because I'll end this.
You're going to end it?
End it.
The show?
I'll end the good news.
I might have one. I have a sarcastic
finish him.
One. Oh, yeah. Sarcastic one man of the week for his well done a week?
So my well done of the week goes to President Vladimir Putin for finally defeating the United States.
Nice. Nice.
Finally. I'm not defeated.
How did hold on, please. Hold on.
It was this whole like rope-a-dope with the Soviet Union and Gorbachev and collapsing that was going to just take America and make us like complacent.
Great again?
And then come back and beat us. So,
oh, wow. So he finally he finalized a 40-year plan.
40-year plan, yeah. Okay.
I'm pretty sure my news is still in English. They haven't won.
I want to give a shout out to Stephen Miller.
Oh, well, for his hair?
And his hairline.
Yes!
Stephen Miller's migrating hairline is probably just the most incredibly dynamic line of the week.
Was it literally those two different lines in one week?
No, all over.
So this is tweeted on the 20th of December, 3 days
ago. That's wrong.
He looks a lot younger, bald. I like it.
He does look better bald.
Yeah.
This is after they reported it.
Yeah.
So basically 2017 he was bald. This past Sunday he had a lot of extra hair. And then 3 days ago he didn't. Well done to his hairline.
Wait, who was this?
Incredibly done. It's Stephen Miller.
No, I meant like who reported this?
The New York Daily News. Everybody.
I'd like to give New York Daily News a well done of the week for not having shit else to do.
Everybody reported on this, though. It's incredible.
Dude, get a life.
Well, right. just
time for a real.
It was on the Daily Show.
So just remember.
And that's news?
Yeah. So just remember, the last government shutdown cost us $24 billion and 120,000 jobs.
Yes.
So just remember that next time you look there. So there are people out there, and here we are at the holiday again, where 800,000 people are being affected by this pointless wall that's being put.
Well, have you seen the mock-ups of the wall?
It's not pointless.
It's got lots of points.
Oh, so
millions and millions of points.
So to the wanderer, It would be much greater. Imagine all the things we can do with the money that could be put forward for infrastructure.
You could buy a lot of pencils with that wall.
All the crumbling bridges.
The states themselves have to pay for that, but the president's going to give them like a couple hundred thousand dollars as incentives.
But we've had so many infrastructure weeks. Where's all the money?
Where's our infrastructure week?
So can we get back to Well Done the Week?
Well Done Weeks. Well Done Weeks. All right, so are we ending with you?
Are we ready?
Are we done?
No, we're ready.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it.
I'll need some. I may need some quick fingers on the sound here, but I would like to raise our glasses to.
I'm going to wait until you tell me what it is.
Director of A League of Their Own, Resistance Men. Type of thing. You
know, she's one of the smartest. Oh, I don't know where that one's coming from. Hold on, I got it. All right, got it. All right, good.
I'd like to raise our glasses to the director of A League of Their Own, Resistance Men. A Preacher's Wife, Cinderella Man, and a few other movies.
Oh, the director of these things.
She may also be known as Laverne DeFazio.
Yeah, Laverne DeFazio.
Penny Marshall.
Oh, Penny Marshall. There you go.
Left us December 17th of this year.
Correct.
And maybe we can sound her off with the intro of the show.
Yep. That's true. And we also lost a really good friend of the show, actually a good friend of mine, the comrades. I don't know if anyone else at Ancillary has dealt with him. Richard Scherfe.
Yeah, Richard.
Associated with Redlet at one point?
Yeah.
He was the co-founder.
Microphone. Red Light is a big touchstone for the comrade, myself, the Wanderer, and others here. Also the Canadian, and we are good friends through Red Light, a beer parlor here in town, and it was owned by Brent Hernandez, a longtime friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And then he had a friend of his who invested a good amount of money.
That's what it was.
Okay. Richard Scherfe, who is also a musician. Who then invested some money, made some changes. They got their new location out of it. And then he moved on, and then he went to discover his music. He passed away this week in his sleep. It was hard for all of us, including his family, the rest of us who are Red Light family there. And Richard had a fantastic album out of Nashville. He had another album he was coming out with this year. Great music, great things. And, I just want to say that, it's very impactful when we lose someone just like suddenly at like 40 years old. I mean, it's not even,
I had such a crush or 16. On him.
Oh yeah. Oh, he was so, there's this little beard.
He's
so
cute. Quiet.
Oh, so quiet. Yeah. So yeah. And it's so bad when you lose someone for no reason. He literally went to sleep one at night and didn't wake up the next morning. And that was the end of that. And maybe I'll play us out with a something from his SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
That might be good. All right, so let me do that. Well, where can we find the One Man Revolution podcast?
Tune in.
Spotify.
Talk slower.
Going way too fast, y'all.
The One Man Revolution podcast
is available on all of the major streaming services. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on
TuneIn.
You can find us on
Spotify.
You can find us on Google Play Music. You can also always find our content on the direct website, onemanrevolution.org. You can download the high-quality audio directly from us and not deal with
and you can always ask Alexa
to play the One Man Revolution podcast.
And she'll play you the most recent episode.
Mm-hmm. Those of you on Facebook already know, but for those of you that don't necessarily check Facebook regularly, we are on facebook.com/OMR podcast. You find the audio itself. You find the live stream of the recordings. You'll find some cool content that we'd like to share and post and kind of keep everybody up to date on what's going on. We also have Twitter, Instagram. You can find us there. Lots and lots of cool stuff. We're always active. We're always out there. I'm just delaying at this point.
I think Alexa's talking right now.
I think Alexa is talking.
I tried to give it a big enough bump, but she's gonna play. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
And I think we're gonna play out here today with some content from our good friend Richard Scherfe.
I'm trying to find something from him that would be the best one that I can do from here. Oh, Streets of Gold. There we go. All right, that's a good one.
We'll play out on that.
So he was with he formed a group called All God's Children, and I don't care if Facebook kicks me off for this, but I'm going to play it anyway. He recorded an album in Nashville, and so he's he amazing talent, great guy. And so I'm just going to – I think I'm going to leave it with Teresa Gold. I think that's what I'm going to do. So the Woman Rebels podcast, available everywhere. And we'll see you all next week. And I'm going to play out
– Who owes shotguns?
On this. I owe a shotgun.
Everybody.
You owe a shotgun. Everybody. This is Streets of Gold by Richard Sherpy and All God's Children.